You're listening to SBS News.
As the final witness in the hotel quarantine inquiry, Daniel Andrews agrees as Premier he is accountable for decisions about the program's structure and operations.
I want to make it very clear to each and every member of the Victorian community that I am sorry for what has occurred here, and I want to issue an unreserved apology to all Victorians.
But he can't recall who decided on private security guards at the hotels rather than Australian Defence personnel. He told the inquiry he didn't expect ADF would be part of the hotel quarantine program.
As to arrangements and their complexity, I probably can't speak to that, but it was certainly a very big task. And whilst some of those risks can be mitigated, they are very, very significant issues.
And while Victorians want answers, many are also focused on the easing of restrictions to come this weekend and in late October. Mr. Andrews says he can't predict the state's position ahead of Sunday, but he's flagged more possibilities for next month.
I do hope to be able to talk a little bit more about how I think October will unfold and maybe give people some clarity around, because we're ahead of schedule, what might be possible. Again, always subject to the case numbers.
Case numbers remain low in Queensland with only 5 active infections. But the dispute over military support is escalating ahead of Australian troops leaving the Queensland border on September the 30th. While ACT residents can now fly into Queensland without having to spend time in quarantine, the Home Affairs Minister is accusing the Queensland government of keeping its border closed to New South Wales for political gain. The Queensland election is being held on October the 31st, and Peter Dutton told Channel 9 the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, wants to avoid an outbreak.
It was never based on medical or health advice. It was always based on the fact that Queensland is going to an election in a few weeks' time, and the Premier was desperate to make sure that there was no outbreak in Queensland. Fair enough. If you're acting on the health advice, I have no problem. But I've called the Queensland government out where they've made political decisions that have negatively impacted on the lives, not just of Queenslanders, but people that want to come and visit.
Deputy Premier Stephen Miles responded to those claims, criticising the federal government's decision to withdraw troops from Queensland as support for police.
When Peter Dutton comes out, calls me names, says he doesn't support our borders, he might think he's just talking about New South Wales, but those border restrictions are also in place for Victoria, and yet they happily continue to provide Defence Force support to New South Wales with the Victorian border.
Queensland recorded no new infections overnight. However, 2 cases have been identified on a ship. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says this type of infection will become more common as the global tally rises.
So the plan is to evacuate them when we're able to through to Cairns and look after them there. So we've done that multiple times now. We've had cases on ships and we've worked with Maritime Safety Queensland and we've worked with the ship, of course, to sort out what is best for the crew.
The pair will be counted in Queensland's COVID-19 figures once they arrive on shore. And from October, more Queenslanders can gather in beer gardens and outdoor cafes, while stadium capacity is also being expanded to 75%. 4 new cases have been detected in New South Wales overnight, including a man in his 50s who was identified yesterday but included in today's numbers. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeremy McInulty says the locally acquired infection had no interaction with the confirmed case and contact tracing is ongoing.
Anyone who attended Woolworths at Campbelltown Mall on Thursday the 7th of September between 1:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. is considered a casual contact of this case and must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if they develop. After testing, they must remain in isolation until a negative test is received.
A total of 27,000 cases of coronavirus have been reported in Australia since the pandemic began. National data shows while the proportion of positive COVID-19 cases has been roughly the same for men and women, most deaths are recorded as people in their 70s and the majority in that age group are men. And now researchers including Professor Stuart Tangi from the Garvan Institute have authored a report into autoantibodies showing gender differences in the severity of COVID-19 cases, with men worse off.
Quite striking that in this case, 90% of the patients who had these autoantibodies were actually men. So genetically speaking, men have one X chromosome and one Y chromosome, So it's very likely to be sex-linked in that context.
But the researchers want more testing into long-term immunity. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.